Yesterday I had a visit of seven ladies from my former parish, St. Peter and Paul and Scott. They came to Rome with me in May. They call themselves the Magnificat, or the Magnificent Seven, and they came in an RV. And in Rome there's a lot of uneven services, and even though they're young ladies, I had to tell them, be careful, don't trip, watch this step, and so forth. So only one fell, had a hairline fracture in her spine, but she's doing fine now. She was driving the RV over here, so she's really doing good. She's doing fine. I said, now you're in Ville Platte, it's Flat City. Don't have to worry about uneven surfaces. So Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday. We're halfway through the Advent season and anticipate the joy of Christmas in a little way. We have a rose-colored candle, rose-colored flowers that we're allowed to use today. There's an option for the priest to wear a rose-colored vestment, but I chose not to. It's not my favorite color. But it's all kind of a sign of the joy of Christmas and its coming near. St. Paul today said, rejoice, the Lord is near. Rejoice, I say it again, rejoice. And so I thought we could meditate a little bit on the words joy and happiness. And what are the differences between the two? Happiness comes from the word something happened, a happenstance. And some circumstance has happened. And so it's an emotion in relationship to some circumstance, something that has happened. And that is what it is. But joy is rather a whole state of being, and is more spiritual than happiness. Happiness may be more on a material kind of a level, physical level. But this joy being spiritual, related to the four great things, right? What that which is one, unity, that which is good, that which is true, and that which is beautiful in the eyes of God. So it deals with a deeper experience, that of joy. For example, even in the midst of dying, you certainly would not be happy, but you can have a deep down joy that you are going to meet Almighty God. And so that kind of shows you the difference between these two things. And so what is it that brings us joy today? The scriptures tell us to be joyful because God is in our midst, right? The prophet Zephaniah said, rejoice, the King of Israel is in your midst. And the responsorial today that we sang, cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. God is in our midst. And so that is a great blessing. We can meditate on Mary at this point in her life, you know, just a few weeks from giving birth to our Lord Jesus. And so God was within her, and God was already in the world physically, right? And so we say in the Holy Eucharist, that continues. Right here in the tabernacle is that very same body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ that resided in the Blessed Mother. She was the first to carry him in, we could say, a Eucharistic procession as she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. She carried Jesus within her. Yesterday was the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. We have a picture right here below or in front of the pulpit. And she appeared on December the 12th. Actually, a couple of times, starting December the 9th, but it was on December the 12th that that image of Our Lady was imprinted upon the tilma, the cloak of St. Juan Diego, and he showed it to the bishop, and they had the Castilian roses that fell from his arms that our Blessed Mother had actually placed in it as she wanted. And within 7 years, 8 million Aztec Indians became Catholic. Now, if that's not a miracle, I don't know what is, right? The proof is in the pudding. Something definitely happened there. Even an Indian was killed in the excitement of the celebration of that day when the tilma was brought out to the people, and they placed the tilma on him, and he was healed, right? So incredible miracles that took place. And still today, she is so strong in all of the Americas. She is the patroness of all of the Americas. South, North, Central Americas, she is our patron and part of God's mercy that she came to stop, you know, some human sacrifice that was going on at the time and to bring new life to us. So God is in us, also in our souls, through our baptism. And today we're going to baptize three babies, three children, right after Mass. God will come to dwell within their hearts. And as long as we're in the state of grace, God is within us through this means of His grace, His sanctifying, enduring grace in our hearts. So that is one thing that should give us joy. Secondly, we should have great joy because of the knowledge of the forgiveness of our sins. We've been talking about John the Baptist last Sunday, and today preaching a baptism of repentance for our sins. And the people today, we heard in the gospel say, what do we need to do? So when we repent, you do things. You change your life so that you can live more like Christ our Lord. And so knowledge of the forgiveness of our sins. This Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., we're going to have a fishing rodeo here. Yes, fishing rodeo. We're going to be hearing confessions. And I say, when somebody hadn't been to confession in 5 years, you're a 5-pound fish. 10 years, you're 10 pounds. I've heard 50-pounders before. All right? So if you haven't gone to confession in a long time, it's time for you to go at least once a year. I recommend every couple of months or so, more if necessary, but go on a regular basis. So all of you tough men out there, I want to see you here. Wednesday night, we'll have three priests available, 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. Those are just extra times. We're here before every Mass. I was here right until 5 minutes before Mass started. So we are truly available to you. So take advantage of this gift that Jesus has given to us. It's the year of mercy, right? And so we want to receive God's mercy and to live it out in our lives. I've already said the ABCs of mercy are: A is for ask for mercy, B is for be merciful towards your neighbor, C is completely trust in Jesus. So try to remember those things as we go throughout this year and beyond. Now, John the Baptist said that he was baptizing with water for repentance, but that Jesus would baptize in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Okay, so the fire of God's love that comes to us at our baptism, the Holy Spirit, who is the love of the Father and the Son. There's a dove on the front of that baptismal font as a sign of that image of the Holy Spirit, that symbol of peace and joy and love. And so we should pray to the Holy Spirit. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. So that when we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, we have a deep down joy, even if we're going through trials and struggles and tribulations, we can have that deep down joy knowing that God is with us and He's going to see us through it. If He brings you to it, He will see you through it, right? And so that should give us a staying power in the midst of the things of this world. Now, I've always used joy as an acronym. If you use J, O, and Y, J for Jesus, O for others, and Y for yourself. So Jesus first, God first in our lives, others second, and ourselves, yourself, third. And if we kind of keep that in order, then things seem to fall into place, right? Whereas if we start with ourselves first, then we kind of implode into ourselves. We become selfish and too inwardly focused, and then we can't share God's love with others. So God is this outward movement of love, and that's what we want to have in our hearts as well. I'm sure you remember that song, charismatic song, I've got that joy, 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 joy down deep in our heart, deep in my heart to stay. And so let us have that true joy of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so I have a little prayer to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to come more deeply into our lives. And if you would just repeat it after me. Jesus, I know that I am yours. And you are mine forever. I thank you for sending your Spirit to me, that I might have the power to live this new life with you. Stir up your Spirit in me. Release your Spirit in me. Baptize me with the fullness of your Spirit, that I may experience your presence and power in my life. That I may find new meaning in your scriptures. That I may find new meaning in the sacraments. That I may find delight and comfort in prayer. That I may be able to love as you love. And forgive as you forgive. That I may discover and use the gifts you give me for the life of the church. That I may experience the peace and the joy that you have promised us. Fill me with your Spirit, Jesus. I wish to receive all that you have to give me. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.